Russia takes another global hit. Lisa Brady, Fox News. As President Putin attacks Ukraine, his effort to promote the war as self-defense is being shut down on more platforms. Fox News confirming that YouTube is blocking Russian state-funded media channels, also noting that they remove content denying the invasion of Ukraine or calling it a peacekeeping or liberation mission. New satellite imagery shows a Russian convoy taking up new positions within 10 miles of Ukraine's capital.
With the capital in their sights, Russian forces are destroying homes and lives in their path. Today, Ukrainian officials say that Russia fired on neighboring Belarus. Officials here accuse Russia of trying to stage some sort of false flag event to draw Belarus into the conflict.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Meantime, the U.S. denying Russian claims that it found biological weapons linked to the U.S. in Ukraine.
It is Russia that has long maintained a biological weapon program in violation of international law.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Russia has a history of using chemical weapons and could use them in Ukraine. The U.S. and many allies are stripping Russia of top trade status and not stopping there.
In remarks to the House Democratic Caucus Issues Conference in Philadelphia, President Biden mentioned this week's U.S. block of Russian oil, pointing out that the U.S. consumes 15% of it, but our allies consume a lot more than that.
They rely totally on it. Without Russian oil, they're going to find themselves in a position where they get choked off in a way that far exceeds anything we do.
He says he talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky almost daily.
I want to be clear, though. We're going to make sure Ukraine has the weapons to defend themselves from invading Russian force.
He says the U.S. is also banning imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
Today marks 2 years since the new coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. And even after more than 6 million deaths, researchers are warning the actual number may be much higher.
The University of Washington's Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation reports that more than 18 million people worldwide may have died from COVID by the end of last year. The official global death number from COVID is just under 6 million. They say they estimated this by looking at excess death data compiled in 74 countries and dozens of states and provinces, comparing that to the number of deaths that occurred each year over the past decade. The researchers said the areas with the highest number of excess deaths include India, Brazil, Pakistan, the U.S., Russia, Indonesia, and Mexico. Some areas, though, had fewer deaths than expected, like Australia and Singapore. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Companies considered critical to U.S. national interests will have to report when they're hacked or if they pay ransomware. It's part of a new cyber defense rules approved by Congress, headed to the president's desk. Actor Alec Baldwin continues to deflect blame in a deadly shooting.
Alec Baldwin is again speaking out about the fatal shooting of Halyna Hutchins on the set of his film Rust in an arbitration demand filed by his lawyers against his fellow producers. He claims that his contract protected him from financial responsibility in her death and seeks coverage of his legal fees. Baldwin has been named in several lawsuits, most recently in a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Hutchins' husband and son. In Baldwin's filing, it says he had been assured that the gun did not contain any live ammunition. It also provided details on the actor's salary, as well as text messages he exchanged with Matthew Hutchins, which showed how their relationship deteriorated over time. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close, stocks turning lower. The Dow's down 69. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.